gonna let you in. We're putting up a fight. You may have brought the dark, but together we will shine a light. And whoa, we will be something special. Whoa.
Yesterday, hundreds of students graduated at Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida. It was an emotional day, with four seats left empty for the seniors who were killed just over 3 months ago after a gunman shot 17 people to death. In the weeks following the shooting, WLRN asked Leonor Munoz, a senior at Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School, to record her thoughts in an audio diary. We'd like to share with you some of Munoz's thoughts as she struggled to cope and to make it to graduation day. Here's a dispatch from Munoz, a little over a month after the shooting. Wednesday, March 21st, 2018.
I woke up last night, in the middle of the night, with the weirdest feeling. Like, I couldn't move. I don't know, sleep paralysis or whatever. I was so dizzy. It was like the dizziness was in my arms. And I don't know, just kind of accepted and went back to sleep because at that point, like this is the least of my problems. I want to protect all my friends. I can't stop bullets midair. I can't stop depression. I can't stop PTSD. I'm just so scared.
Thursday, March 22nd.
I knew Carmen Shenshup since middle school. I wasn't amazing friends with her, but I've been parties with her. We had a couple group projects together. She was supposed to be the person who, like, graduated from UF, went to Harvard Med, became a cardiologist and a neuroscientist all at once, found the cure to cancer, all of that. And out of all the people I've cried for, I haven't cried for her because it doesn't feel real. She should still be in my class. She should still be here.
Friday, March 23rd.
I don't know if this is something that my underdeveloped teenage brain would normally be feeling this, or if it's because I went through something traumatic and the slayest thing can just send me to, like, extreme stress mode. Something banging, like a door closing, a door opening, knocking, a pop. My family and I, we went to go eat. It probably wasn't a good idea to go to a lobster place because you have to crack the lobster. And I couldn't exactly tell my parents, like, hey, don't eat the lobster that you just paid a lot of money for.
On Saturday, March 24th, Leonor and her sister spoke before tens of thousands of people at a March for Our Lives rally in Boston.
Today is Sunday, March 25th, the day after the march. I looked at a picture later and we shut down Boston. Like, just shut it down. There are so many people. It makes sense because we're not marching against the Second Amendment. We're marching for our lives. That's what we are marching for, not dying. My favorite thing that we sang, it was a marching song. It started off, "Justice, my friend, you will not walk alone. We will walk with you. And make your spirit strong." And we would replace saying justice with Parkland, my friend, Newtown, my friend, Columbine, my friend. A lot of the march, we were recognizing that we were building off of other movements, the Black Lives Matter movement, the Civil Rights Movement, the If Not Now movement. Gun violence did not start
February 14th, 2018. We knew we were making history.
Now, it's Friday, May 4th, a month before graduation. Leonore is sitting in Marjorie's garden outside of her school. She says it's a peaceful place to be.
Yesterday, I started crying, and my friend texts me. She's like, hey, I miss her. We both kind of knew who we were talking about. She was friends with Gina Montalto. I was like, yeah, I feel that a lot. And just, it was awful, it was heartbreaking, but it was really nice just talking about our friends.
On Sunday, Leonore Munoz graduated from Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School. Sammy Mack is a reporter for WLRN News who worked closely with Leonore on those audio diaries. Sammy, thanks so much for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Those were heavy and emotional words from Leonore. How have she and her classmates coped in the weeks and months since the shooting?
It's been really hard. At one point, she said that they're suffering, but they're doing it together. And I think for her and for a lot of the kids that we've heard from, the sort of force field of teenage friendship has been really, really important to them.
Now, the last time you spoke to Leonore was before the graduation. Tell us a little bit about how she was feeling and what she was planning on doing.
She was really excited for graduation. She was getting her mortar board ready to write on the top of her hat. She wanted them to finally say her name correctly because apparently it gets mispronounced all the time. But she also said something that I've actually heard before. We've done a lot of reporting around kids who survive shootings. And she said that she would be carrying Carmen Shentrup with her. And when I talked to her, she was getting ready to go to the salon to get her hair prepped to dye a streak teal. Teal was Carmen's favorite color. And so that was her way of helping carry Carmen across the stage.
Just listening to her audio diary, I'm wondering, and we've seen the kids on television, their level of awareness is very high, but their emotional awareness also seems really high. They're sort of clear on PTSD. Did you pick that up from a lot of the students?
I mean, those are the students that we're hearing from. Those are the students who are in a place where they can talk. And you hear in the audio diary that Leonore is in therapy. She has a family that is really, really supportive. She's in a place where, as much as she is hurting, she can tell this story. But I think there are a lot of folks that we're not hearing from who are not processing this the same way. And then, you know, not everybody is going to come out of this with the same kind of trauma, the same reaction to trauma. Trauma is a really difficult thing to predict. And it's hard to see it coming, and it's hard to predict who's going to have a hard time dealing with it and processing it, and who's going to need more help than other folks.
And what's next for Leonore?
She goes off to college in the fall. She wants to study communications. All of us here at the station are rooting for her. And I mean, the clips that you play are intimate and sad and angry, but she's also really funny. She's just kind of like a cool teenage kid, you know? So she's got a lot of things to look forward to.
Sammy Mack is a reporter for WLRN News who worked closely on this story. Sammy, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you for having us.
You're not gonna knock us down. We'll get back up again. You may have hurt us, but I promise we'll be stronger. And we're not gonna let you in. We're putting up a fight. You may have brought the dark, but together we will shine the light. You're not gonna knock us down. We'll get back up again. You may have hurt us, but I promise we'll be stronger. And we're not gonna let you in. We're putting up a fight. You may have brought the dark, but together we will shine the light. And whoa, we will be something special. Whoa.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.